Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I either have to be by myself or I have to be with certain people that their energy is very
mellow.
Yeah.
Can be mellow.
Depending like, on like depending on what you're doing.
Yeah. Not exhausting.
No.
I mean, a true introvert recharges by yourself.
Yeah.
An extrovert, like my husband, they regenerate with the social interaction. So I always think of like a flower. So I'm like, oh, I need to relax and regenerate. He just like blooms flower to the sun around See, people. Like,
around people.
It's almost like I get a lot of fulfillment from certain people in like in that atmosphere. It has to be like the right person, like right friends that one don't need a lot of exterior like I don't know.
They don't need like a lot from you.
Affirmations
yeah.
or.
Yeah. Are they yeah. not that, but they don't need a lot of stimulation to like have a good time or to like to enjoy one another. You can like be doing sitting on the couch. But for me, it's a matter of like coming home and like showering by myself. You know, being
my
married.
Preference.
You know, but you being married.
By showering
but being
by myself.
Married.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not married anymore. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, that's real if you guys are wondering.
You just confirmed that. Okay.
Well, technically I am because the courts, you know?
Yeah. Right. That's a whole other story. People are like, what is this about? Guys, we were talking about introvert versus extrovert. We have Sue here. By the way, this is Between the Reps with Brooke
oh, hey
and
guys, welcome oh, hey. Back to hey. Another episode.
Hey guys. And we have Sue, our skincare expert.
Yeah, we mentioned to you last week that we yeah. had her coming on this week.
Yeah, so anyway, so we were talking about introvert versus extrovert, so.
Gina, what are you?
I don't know.
Indifferent?
I'm nothing.
Not an introvert.
I'm nothing. Well, so I get, I'll be honest, I don't know exactly what that means.
Guess what? I didn't because, either. I was told because, I was.
Yeah, because I like being around people. So yeah. I'm assuming that means I'm an extrovert.
Uh-huh. Well, is you it can not be an liking? Introvert and enjoy other
yeah,
people.
Because I consider myself an introvert, though.
Well, because I'm like, well, Jordan always told me, you're an introvert.
That's
who's,
good.
Who's really good at extroverting. And I think, and then I started to recognize that because I found that like, when I was, I'm a performer, I do love people and I love entertaining people. So it's like, but I give so much of my energy when I do that.
Right.
That, like, especially like, for events or when I'm around people that like really need something from me. And if I give them like genuine energy, I'm so drained by the end of it.
But
I'm
then
like,
you're done.
I'm done.
So an extrovert is not yeah. done. They you come know, home and they're still on.
No, I'm done. I come home and I'm like, I want to shower by myself. Oh, if no one's home, I guess it's cool then.
You just go hide somewhere.
Well, there's tests you can take, Gina. You can, like, find them online. Bed.
Oh, really?
You know, it's kind of generalized, but it'll give you an idea. My guess is you're middle to extrovert.
Let's do it.
I probably am.
Let's take the test today.
Okay. We'll take the test. I've done the other test to see what Harry Potter I am.
Oh, what are you?
I'm a Gryffindor. I want to put that out there.
You know, though, I see
that. Everyone says that. Everyone says they're a Gryffindor, but I did the test and I'm a Gryffindor. And my sister was so mad because she swore she was a Gryffindor and she was a Hufflepuff.
Michaela?
No. No, I think Michaela's a, oh my God.
Slytherin?
The Slytherin.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she came up a Slytherin once and a Gryffindor once. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Right, we got a couple tests to take today.
Yeah, so no, it's Erica. She's super bummed. Hufflepuff.
She's like, I swear I'm a Gryffindor. Okay, guys, so like Gina said, we're here with Sue Bell. In fact, I just saw her yesterday. I went and had my skin.
Yes, it looks amazing. Leveled. I know. I had mine done too. Right after, I know. After you talked about it on the last one, I was like, I'm getting my face scraped. I'm getting it burned off. I'm doing everything.
I know. I told Sue.
I was like, Sue, give it to me.
I was like, Gina was at my house and she said my skin was looking so nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think she made an appointment with you that day.
I did.
I know. Did. You called me.
I did.
All right, Sue, give us a little intro just on what you do, which you do a lot, and then maybe your background, because I know that we had talked about, I mean, your years in doing hair before really diving into skin.
Which I didn't realize you did hair.
I did. So right out of high school, I went to beauty school.
Yeah.
I was a hairdresser for 21 years. And then I got the opportunity about 20 years ago to basically reinvent myself and do skincare. Awesome. So I did that. It was a great switch. I love doing skin, but skin really is much more interesting to me. It's for a lot of reasons. So for the last 20 years, I've done skin. I worked my first 8 years in two different spas. And then about 12 years ago, I decided to open my own business, Simply Skin in Santa Cruz. And it's been great. I love it. About 7 years ago, I decided that I wanted to have my own skincare brand. So I launched Susan Bell Skincare. And it's been great. I love it. My clients love it. It is a toxin-free line. There's no harsh chemicals, no artificial color, fragrance, no sulfates, no parabens, but it's anti-aging. It really works. So
anti-aging.
And it smells really good.
Sold. No,
it
you
smells
have a,
really good. The toner you put on me yesterday smells so well, good.
You
the
have
hazelnut.
A scrub that, remember we were talking about the apricot scrubs last time? You have a scrub that I remember, which I haven't gotten in a long time.
The raspberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved that scrub.
Well,
I gotta use that scrub again.
It's kind of a twofer. It's a mechanical scrub, meaning it has granules and they are solidified jojoba oil. So it's not a crystal or a kernel. So it's not going to create
little micro tears. Yeah.
And it also has lactic and salicylic acid. Salicylic is good for oil control. So you get the benefit of two things. So really, if you use it in the morning, if you just do a quick scrub and let it sit on your skin, you're going to get the benefits of both.
Oh, well.
Then rinse it off in the shower by yourself.
Yeah. When you're introverting,
when you're
filling
back up, it's so funny just because like I try to explain that to people too. And when I say that, like, you know, I got to fill back up. Like it sounds like it might not make sense, but it's exactly how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
You've emptied me. You've exhausted me.
I have nothing left
to recharge.
Yeah.
Someone's plug me in.
And you find yourself gravitating towards people that don't exhaust you.
Yeah.
People that recharge you.
That's what I mean.
Or in small doses.
And some of those people are, I would say, are extroverts, but they're like a little more mild.
Maybe that's why you love me so much.
I see you're the love.
I love you.
You know, it's
I'm a mild
it's because,
extrovert.
It's because you're an extrovert that doesn't need to be the center of attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means you don't try so hard.
Right.
And,
thank you.
And you're calm.
Thank you
and
for
I
noticing.
Just come over and you have that constant battery that's just working. So when you're not looking, I plug myself into you.
I don't know. I feel like it goes both ways because I feel like it's the same.
You
same
two
for me.
Are, you two are a good pair
Thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. So yeah, anyway, back to our skin.
So
not so much about our love affair.
Yeah. Sorry. That's for next and on next week.
I know everyone's like, wait, you're divorced and now you're talking. No, we're not together, guys.
Oh, so
we're
that's
not a couple.
Why you did it.
Yeah. Nope.
And we're not talking about a divorce right now. We're talking about skincare, which is the most important.
Yeah. Way more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Something that I wanted to talk to you about, Sue, was if you can go through what skincare should look like for like teens.
All right.
And then what that might look like when you're in your 20s,
going
30s,
forward.
40s, and 50s.
They're in the 50s.
Yes, I know that. Well, for teens, and I see quite a few teens, genetics play a huge role in skin type. Chances are if your teen, you're a teen, has acne or problem skin, one of your parents did. And there's really not a lot you can do about it. Honestly, you can manage it. What you want to do is try to manage it. And there are, I have some ideas about how to do that. What I see a lot is teenagers that do sports. And so right. when
just
you do
sweating all the time,
yeah.
oil production.
And there's some things that you can do to really help that. For example, one of the biggest things is athletes that wear helmets or hats. You can get a type of acne along your forehead line just from the friction and the pressure. So most kids are not going to quit doing their sports.
And maybe like dirt buildup?
Well, it's actually the friction and the pressure.
Oh, okay.
So what it does is it's stimulating the oil glands. The oil glands are producing more oil and, you know, it comes out of your pores and there it is. So
okay.
I didn't have that, but I've definitely seen that.
Yeah. I see it a lot.
On like
yeah.
teen boys and stuff. And like my nephew with like wearing his helmet
yeah.
or like.
Yeah. Ruby, she doesn't get like really bad acne, but I thought it was like, is diet part of it?
It can be.
Yeah.
And that's a big
so
subject.
That's how I was always trying to get her to eat better. Well, you won't have as bad of acne. I mean,
she's
never
some
had like
people,
acne, but
that
like
is
little
so
breakouts.
True. But actually, more people are not allergic to, well, their diet does not directly contribute to skin problems.
Okay.
Like some people are definitely have sensitivity to gluten, sugar, dairy, but they're really in a small percentage.
Okay.
The best way to really know if that is you or your teen is to seek medical direction because
yeah. you can do like
testing.
They can
something.
Do testing
like
and
test.
Then a doctor will take everything into consideration.
Yeah.
But to eliminate different food groups out of your diet, I don't think is smart or healthy because you don't want to limit, you want a balanced diet. For everything
right.
to work well.
Well, no, for Ruby, it was just, I just didn't want her eating just crap all the time.
Yeah,
well,
I mean yeah, that's true. She ate mostly
chips
Taco
and fried
Bell.
Food.
Yeah,
Taco
fried
Bell.
Food. Yeah, exactly.
And that definitely
I was
can.
Trying to con but, her into eating better. So hopefully but, she's not listening to this. She's like, I'm going right back to Taco Bell.
She doesn't listen to us. No,
she doesn't.
Well, some people can eat anything they want.
Right.
Like for me, I've got a sugar tooth and I can eat sugar. Nothing really affects my skin, even at a young age. It's just the luck of the draw.
You're just
blessed. Just genetics. I'm just lucky.
What about a dirty pillowcase?
Ooh, yeah. Like you got to wash your sheets.
I mean,
that's, anyway, just
I mean,
general,
like
a good idea.
Like, well, I don't know, like twice.
I'm a once a week right here. Once a week.
Yeah. If mine start to like,
if mine start to wrinkle
too much.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are dirty, and I'll rip them off.
See,
I need to have like multiple pairs of sheets in my house, and I'm saying that, and I only have one pair right now because I got a new mattress, but I do have to order some new sheets.
That's your next thing. Well, I probably every 2 weeks.
What?
I know. Am I gross?
You sleep by yourself.
I mean, I'm not
you
dirty.
You could just sleep. You could just
change
alternate
sides of the bed.
Sides of the bed.
Yeah, it's true. I have the bed all to myself.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You've actually got four different spots you could be on the bed. If you've got a king, you have options.
I do.
Sometimes, okay. I mean, sometimes I will wake up in a aggressive sweat. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I do
sometimes,
sweat
sometimes,
a lot.
But sometimes I'll sweat more than other times. Like,
yeah.
And then I'll wash my sheets.
Well, now you're making me really think. I am gross.
Well, I could have told you that. Why else do you think
I
love you?
Realized.
You're gross. You fill me up.
I don't think you're gross. But back to the pillowcases.
Okay, yes.
For those people who are sensitive to every component of when you have a problem with skin, you want to eliminate everything that could be an issue. So
right.
sure, yeah, you
yeah,
may
you
want to change
sleep with
your
dirt
pillowcase.
On your face.
You may want to flip it over.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Take your hat off.
I'm sleeping in a hat.
I can't wait. Well, I just think about like my nephew because I mean, I'm the youngest of four and I didn't have bad skin growing up, but I did sweat a lot. I danced, I played sports.
Yeah.
And I remember I always wanted, because I feel like my older siblings maybe, or my cousin, like someone used Accutane. Okay.
Oh,
and
that's major.
I remember that like, I would break out and I was like, Mom, and I would just like cry and feel bad.
And it was probably
and
not
I
even
remember
that bad.
Begging my dermatologist for Accutane and he's like, Brooke,
you don't
actually have acne.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you call this?
I know. Well,
I just like would sweat all the time because I was dancing.
You probably got like those little tiny like a little breakout here and there. That's what Ruby gets.
Well, and now I've just got them along my jawline.
Hormones, keep telling you.
Hormones, stress alley.
It is getting way better though, now that Sue's been like helping me with like a better regimen.
Right.
Accutane is a brand name. It's not on the market anymore, but the drug isotretinoin is the right name. Can I say that again?
I wish you guys could have seen her. She like did like her hand.
Honestly,
Trentinoin.
I didn't say that.
That is Retin-A.
Trentinoin?
Close enough.
Something like that. Yeah.
Those words are rough.
Trentinoin. Trentinoin. Anyway. Trentinoin. So Accutane is pretty much a last resort. And it does work. It is.
I mean, it's a gnarly drug. You have to like make sure you have to like do a pregnancy test, make sure you have a pregnant.
You have to sign up. It's a pledge that you have to take birth control. Right. You have to be monitored.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential side effects. Personally, I think it's great for people who need it.
Oh, for sure.
For teens.
Yeah,
I mean,
some people get normal. Well, I had some friends that didn't get bad acne until like later, like in the end of middle school, like right in high school.
Right.
And even later. And it's so like,
and it's like, and when it was like boils
bad.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's bad.
Like, and leaving scarring.
When it gets there, I mean, I kind of feel that's your point of considering that drug.
Right.
Because not only the scarring, because you can't get rid of scarring, you can make some improvement. Right. And hopefully, you know, different procedures will, in later years from now, can help with that. But honestly, so when you get to that point, I feel like those drugs should be a consideration because it's not just a visual thing. It's an emotional.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It takes an emotional toll on teens.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough not to have that, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I have a lot of parents who bring their kids in, their teens in because they suffered from acne as teenagers and they didn't want to see their kids go through the same thing.
Right.
So to me, a lot of estheticians would probably not agree with me because it's drastic, but I'm a fan of it. I think that, you know, it's a personal decision. You decide what's best for your child or you as an adult.
Man, I agree.
High school's hard enough.
Yeah. I agree. Both of us had a pretty hard high school year.
High school's hard enough and people are mean and terrible. And like you got to give your kid a leg up.
And if you're already dealing with acne, it gets worse. Like now it's like every year the kids get meaner.
Oh yeah. Well, they have more avenues to be mean, but that's a
social
whole other,
media.
Yeah, social media. They have more avenues. So yeah, it's like that's a whole
Thank
other.
God they didn't have that when I was in high school. Who knows what I'd be posting?
Oh my God. I don't know. I made such bad decisions when I was in high school. I for sure would have some shit out there right now.
It is forever. It doesn't go away when you delete it.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
reminiscing.
What are you pondering right now? I know. I'm like, wait, what's coming out right now?
I do have a story, but I don't know if I want to tell it on here.
Oh.
I mean, it was just like before. I mean, okay. This is so funny because if the people from school listened to this, only a couple of them and the culprit would know what I was talking about. But
spill it.
Basically, I was in this computer class. I was in high school and I was taking a college course and it was a computer class and a friend of mine basically was next to me and it was when you could go on like your phone, like the website and like log into your phone, they check your bill and things like that.
Okay.
And it was like an old phone and I had some photos on there, not nudes.
Okay.
I didn't do that one. Cause I had no boobs. It would have been so embarrassing. Like zero boobs. Okay. It's embarrassing.
I didn't do nudes because I didn't think I looked good nude. So.
Whatever keeps a child from taking photos like that. There you go. I was insecure. My daughter kept her clothes on because she was insecure.
We would body shame her every day. Make her feel like crap so she wouldn't put nudes.
Anyways.
That's good for self-esteem long term.
This is what happened. I didn't realize, like I was on there checking something and he was next to me. And I remember I was like looking through like my phone or whatever. And photos were like popping up because it like showed photos on your phone.
Yeah.
And they were, I think they were even like old photos that weren't saved on my phone anymore, but they were like still in like the memory or something.
Yeah.
Well, this dude, I was at school one day and I was just like walking down the halls. Let's just say I got a little more popular. And I was so mad because he somehow got my password and at school went online and pulled up my account and then found photos and like shared them with friends. Okay. And zero nude photos. I didn't take nude photos. Do I now? Yeah, sometimes. Okay. And
you send them to me.
I do.
I'm just kidding.
I do.
This is a made for TV movie. I think I saw this movie.
Yeah. Dude, it's like on Lifetime, huh?
Yeah. This seriously happened.
That's horrible.
And then luckily it was like the end of the school year. So yeah. I was like dealing with stuff and then.
So were they just embarrassing photos?
They weren't embarrassing. They were just like, you know, like you they were like they- honestly. Honestly, they were probably equal to what you see teenagers actually posting on Instagram right now, like in their swimsuit, but know, this like is my body, like this is my torso. Yeah.
Right.
It was probably like those,
right.
Like in like a bra and underwear or like swimsuit. But
yeah, you felt
back
violated.
When I was in high school, those were things
wasn't
you,
a normal
you
thing.
That's not something you like shared.
Yeah, it's kind of racy.
Now it's like, did you post it? Totally. That's good enough for the gram.
Your butt looked great.
Yeah.
Photoshop
hashtag
it.
Hump
Photoshop
day.
It. Yeah. Anyways, the original hump day.
Anyways, that happened to me.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Kids are stupid. Anyway.
Thank God it happened back then and not now.
People are going to be looking for those photos, Brooke.
I wonder what phone she used to have. Some sort of flip phone.
Somebody's going to hack into the old cloud.
Okay, so I just turned 30.
Yeah.
Gina's 49.
Yeah, I'm holding on to that 40, man.
Are you really asking me?
No. We're not asking you.
The educator. Yeah. No, what? So
what?
Maybe you could actually go over. Will you go over what we've been doing with my skin?
All right.
Yeah. And Gina's, but then also just some things that you feel like at certain ages,
like what you should
add,
start
we should like add
doing.
In or yeah. How
like
things
at
might
what age?
Change.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Like, what do we need to do to win our skin?
Win our skin.
Hashtag winning skin.
Hashtag win, my,
win
skin.
My skin.
Well, the decisions of what products and treatments that people will do for themselves depend on a few factors. Time, financial commitment. A lot of people, sometimes they don't really start doing anti-aging treatments until they actually see the signs of aging, which is typically in your 30s. So that could be fine lines around your wrinkles or, you know, around your eyes. Personally, I think the younger that you are, that you start using some products. I mean, obviously sunscreen is number one. 90% of aging is from the sun. So
we talk about that.
Right
yeah.
from the get-go.
I preach sunscreen all the time.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, younger people, they don't get that. But if their parents do, you know, like their moms tell them, then they'll usually start using it early. But vitamin C is, next to sunscreen, is the most important thing to put on your skin. I like it in a serum form. I feel like it penetrates the skin better. You know, anytime 18 going forward, I would start using vitamin C. It's a long-term investment. It's not an instant gratification like a scrub. You're going to notice a scrub that moment in the shower.
Yeah. And, by yourself.
Excuse me. So how vitamin C works is an antioxidant. So a really good simple analogy is when you apply vitamin C topically, it goes in and it attacks the free radical cellular damage. So those are cells that have been damaged primarily by the sun, and they're responsible for hyperpigmentation, wrinkles, lax skin. So the vitamin C goes in there, and it basically, it's like a Pac-Man. It just goes in there and scavenges the free radical cellular damage. So you're not going to stop aging. Yeah, you're just going to slow it down. And for a lot of people, you know, that's what you want. You know, you just want to slow it down.
Just
you
trying
can't
to slow
stop
that
it.
Shit down.
Unfortunately, we can't stop it.
We can't
no,
stop
gravity
it.
Happens. Yeah. But, you know, sunscreen, a lot of people don't realize that no sunscreen, no matter what the SPF number is or the brand, after 2 hours, you have nothing. It's gone.
Right.
So reapplication is key. And we've talked about powder sunscreens before. I think it's your best friend.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. So to have it on hand. Reapply it throughout the day. I mean, if you're
it
in an office all day,
makeup.
No. Well, that's looks great. I used to take my makeup off midday and reapply my sunscreen.
Wow, that's dedication.
To get there, yeah.
I'd be like, ah, fuck it.
Well,
yeah. What's a little bit of?
Well, right now for you guys, it's not that big. But as you get older and the gap starts, you know, you put yourself next to somebody your age that's, you know, maybe close to 60, and they haven't used sunscreen and you have, and
oh, I was already I was already noticing that at like, I would say like my 20th reunion. I would say that's like, I could already tell.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, well, I mean, you and I are more like towards when we were younger, it was like you would get that first burn, you know, yeah. like we were like putting baby oil on ourselves, yeah. like burning the crap out of ourselves. I don't think people do that as much now.
Well, it's not as trendy. Plus, right. there's more awareness about skin right. cancer exactly. and it's not in style. You know who brought a suntan to the United States basically was Coco Chanel. She went to the Mediterranean in the 30s. She
I thought you were going to say like George Hamilton, remember?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was super tan.
But yeah. she came back with a tan, and all of a sudden, American people associated a tan with
beauty,
young, healthy, rich, successful. And right. that's where tans took off.
I didn't know that.
And all through, like, you know, when I was young, there was no sunscreen. We would just, like, put a t-shirt on Susie. She's getting burnt.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. And,
but, you know, no matter what age you are, I didn't start wearing sunscreen every day until I was 31. And you just, you know, start when you can. If you've got, you know, sun damage you need to take care of, there's a lot of ways you can do that. Just start using it now.
Right.
Go
it's never
forward.
Too late.
Never
start.
Too late. Yeah. No, because there's skin cancer. It's not just a, you know, an aesthetic thing, how right. you look. You know, skin right. cancer is real and, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coco Chanel.
You know, I mean, well.
That
I
bitch.
I yeah. do. Coco, you bitch.
That bitch.
My skin shade right now would be way more sexy if you would have never brought the tan.
No, you don't look like you've ever done the sun at all, Brooke. Your no. skin looks really
well,
good.
Well, she has crazy nice skin.
My mom has really it's great annoying. Skin too. So does my dad. But like skin cancer does definitely run in my family.
Yeah.
My dad's had some cut off. Actually,
so
it was,
probably
I was just
up
home,
with, like already knowing you had to do that.
Yeah, I was just home, and my mom. So usually, my dad's had like some cancer stuff, like cut off like his cheeks or like his arm or something. My grandpa was the same, and he somehow has got a little bit on his scalp.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so they're having my mom was having to go through. It was for like a week or something. He's had to like put this stuff on his head.
Oh yeah,
the doctor, and it's basically
it, like
burning it off.
Yeah, it's like
I had to do that
chemo.
On my chest.
Yeah.
But it's what's the topical one?
There's
you know
a bunch
what
of
it's
different
called?
Brand names.
Basal cell. That's oh, the one yeah. I had. It was yeah. called basal cell, so it's not melanoma.
I've definitely been more
but it's like the topical one.
I mean, we haven't really this year. We have not really spent any time in the
well,
sun.
Well, yeah. Look at me.
Whoa, pull your pants.
White is beautiful, Gina.
In fact, well, yeah, white's beautiful when you're not like have. All these like little spots all over you.
See,
I mean,
that's
the problem.
Those
and
are
veins.
Those are called hypopigmentation.
Right.
Those little white
and
spots.
And those are from
that
me
is
being
from
like
the melanin
when I was younger,
is
right?
gone in your skin.
Yeah,
so you can't
cool.
get rid of them. But what you can do is if you keep your skin lighter, if you're not tan,
right.
they're not as obvious. I mean, I have them on my legs. I thought,
is that
gosh,
what
should I keep myself shaving?
What do you call it?
Hypo.
It's hypo versus hyper. Is what
my mom
you associate
said
with
she
spots.
Just barely noticed on her elbow.
Oh, yeah. She had that white
she
thing.
Has this white spot.
Yeah.
And yeah. like I have, I guess like that would be like a birthmark. Not that, no, not that. But like sometimes on like your skin, like for instance, my whole life, I've had this mark on my butt cheek that never sees the sun anyways. It's always wider than the rest of my butt.
So it was like that when
yeah.
you were young.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably, I mean.
Yeah. It could be like a birthmark.
Yeah.
Right?
And that I would have, make sense because it's not
yeah.
like
I have like other little ones
sin.
Too that are a little bit more
well, some
darker
well,
than the
here
rest
you
of my
go,
skin.
Right there, front and center. That is hypopigmentation.
Oh,
see
right
the little
here?
White
oh,
spots?
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. There?
Yeah, don't count too many. But yeah.
Oh. stop there. Counting out loud.
I've got them all over. Look, I've got them too.
Yeah. Internal conversation.
Yeah. I've gotten them on my shoulders before and they've actually gone away.
No, those aren't. I think those are for working out.
No. Not that. Not that. But I remember because for me, my face, for instance, my face would always get burnt, my nose and my cheeks.
Right.
So I always put sunblock on my face. And then we'd put some on my shoulders because like the tops of my shoulders would get burnt. But like nowhere else in my body really ever got burnt.
Well, it's just where the sun was hitting.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I've had areas like on, there was one time, I feel like it's like gone away, but there was an area, like a spot on my back where it kind of went wider. And it also had a bunch of like little bumps kind of on it.
That sounds like you had a fungus.
I was going to say that earlier. I think it's called Halley rot, but yeah. I think you had a
But I've seen
I'm
it.
I'm glad you said that but first, Gina.
Yeah, but I've seen it on little kids that are in the sun all the time.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I'm talking about? It looks a little bit
yeah,
like,
but
like a little bit
you get
lighter.
Like a little bit of a, it's like more of a skin condition because believe me, if it was skin, if it was like sun damage, it wouldn't just go away. I mean, I wish because
maybe
then that
you're
means
peeling.
Most
maybe
of
you're
my
flaking and
whatever it was. It was weird.
Did not like it.
Maybe I had a disease and just no one had the heart to tell me. My mom's like, just let her keep going.
I felt sorry.
Soon they'll have a treatment for that. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking about skincare with Sue.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
So definitely sunscreen.
Vitamin C.
Anything else?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, we keep cutting you off.
No, it's fun.
When do our listeners need to start using retinol?
Depends on the condition. So Originally Retin-A was for problem skin, for acne. Mm-hmm. And it's a great option. I mean, if you see a dermatologist and they feel that that's the best thing for you, then I would use it. A lot of people use it for anti-aging because, you know, it's anti-aging. So what it does is, let's see. So
yeah, because your
glasses are behind you.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
She can see far away.
Yeah, I can only see far away. I can't see up close.
Yeah, because I use it. And then I have for instance, with a skincare company that I work with, we have a nighttime treatment that has a lower percentage to where you can use it more regularly.
Like more often, yeah.
Yes. Versus I have definitely used some that it's like that higher percentage where you really can't.
Irritation.
Yeah, you really can't use it very many days. And maybe, you know, that's for more extreme
and your sun sensitivity becomes way more also.
It does make
sun sensitivity. And then we talked about if I'm going to come in and get my eyebrows waxed, which I still need to do. They're a little out of hand. I need to not use that for a few days.
Well,
before.
It definitely thins your skin. It doesn't mix with waxing.
Yeah.
And really what it does is it speeds up cellular turnover by stimulating dead skin cells from the surface. And then it acts as a cell regulator and it helps affect collagen production. So for acneic skin types, it's super effective because of that. And for anti-aging as well. So it just depends on what category you're in. So, you know, teenagers will use it. They have to be supervised because, you know, because you are photosensitive as a result of that. And then, you know, for adults, for anti-aging.
Yeah. Do you think that vitamin C kind of works the same way or no?
No, they're two totally different
things.
Yeah. Okay. And both equally as important.
I mean, I did just listen to that whole thing, but I'm like, I don't, it's a lot of big words.
If you had you're saying the retinol or whatever, that's helping, you said cellular turnover.
Turnover.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
So kind of like getting rid of like getting dead skin and turning over new cells.
As you age, your skin cells, they turn over slower. I mean, when you're a baby, they turn over
every 2 weeks. Oh, where the vitamin C is going in and eating the bad stuff.
Well, yeah, two different things. So the vitamin C is the antioxidant, right. So it scavenges the free radical cellular damage.
It's eating the bad.
And the vitamin A is more like cellular turnover.
So it's getting it to regenerate.
Yeah, so the idea, if you've damaged your skin, traumatized it, whether it's from picking it, from the sun, the sooner that those skin cells turn over, the quicker it goes away. Like, for example, let's say you have a blemish on your face.
Yeah.
And even after the blemish is gone, whether you picked it or not, it's still red. And then it cycles into brown, and then it cycles out. So the older you are, because your cells turn over slower,
It takes longer.
So another important reason to wear sunscreen is when you do have that blemish and the sun burns it, it's like an open wound. So you're going to get more redness. And in that whole cycle is going to take longer for that mark to go away, red mark, the brown mark. Yeah. So again, you know, reason for sunscreen. And color, you can get rid of color. So hyperpigmentation.
I had that really bad, the hyperpigmentation.
When you were pregnant.
But when I was pregnant.
The melasma. So that's hormone-induced hyperpigmentation, difficult to get rid of. You're lucky that it went away because a lot of times it stays. There are certain skin types that it doesn't go away after pregnancy.
IPL. Remember I was telling you I did that IPL laser and I did like a series of it. And let me tell you, like, it's bad enough to be, you know, overweight, you know, like you just had a baby, you know, you got these big old milk boobs and, you know, I gained like, I don't know, 50 pounds or something. And then, you know, to have like this brown crap all over your face, you're like, I am just a dream. You know? Like, I'm like looking at my husband at the time, like, still love me. Please still love me. So anyway,
well, melasma is like,
just put this bag on your head. But not just that, just keep the lights off completely.
No,
you said X, right?
I did. Yeah, he left me after that. I'm just kidding. No, he didn't.
No, he gave it.
It was years later. But yeah, so sorry.
So you can treat melasma. It's not as easy. And really one day out in the sun without sunscreen and it'll all come back.
Right.
The light treatments that you mentioned, the intense pulse light, also known as IPL, that's really effective in treating it.
Because you were telling me that maybe like do like one a year, right?
For maintenance.
Okay,
if you really have active or, you know, very obvious, melasma or just what I call garden variety hyperpigmentation, just sun damage.
Right. Cause you were looking at I have little brown things popping up and you said that you thought that might help with that, right?
I usually try to go once a year, usually in the winter, because there's less chance because your skin's a little fragile after, not long. That's why it's really popular because there's not a lot of downtime. So I like to do it about once a year just to keep it in check.
But what age would you start using something like that?
The IPL, the light treatment, you go to an RN or a doctor for that. And, I would say that you could really do it.
Is it something you'd want to do for like preventative, or is it something you'd want to wait until you started seeing?
It's more like if you have spots,
depends on your sun exposure. Yeah. And you know, it's the financial aspect of it. Not everybody in their 20s wants to spend.
How expensive is it, Gina?
I don't remember, to be honest. It's not that bad. Years ago.
It could be as low as $400 a treatment, which is substantial,
if you were going to do a treatment a year.
About that. Yeah.
Well, when I did it though, it was like,
I spend that on the grocery store once a week.
That's true. No, but, I think I did
a series.
So it was substantial. It was like over a thousand, you know?
Oh yeah. But you can find people.
It totally worked.
You can just get one single treatment. That's what I do. I don't want to commit to a series. I'd rather just pay as I go at the series price per treatment. There's people who do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's pretty popular around here.
It's my next thing.
What are some of the like popular treatments that are around these days?
Medical aesthetics?
Yeah. And which ones would you say are worth investing
in? Which ones are good?
There's so much right now.
So much BS or so much good?
No, I think it's I think they're legit for sure. I think the IPL is one of my favorites. There's another laser called V-Beam that addresses redness, capillaries.
Oh, yeah.
I could use that.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I have some.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I have some that pops up like a... Maybe it would just depend on...
Like when you get hot or drink wine?
Sun exposure.
Yeah, that's true.
So I like that treatment. It's a laser versus an actual burning laser versus a light treatment like the IPL. For people who naturally have broken capillaries. Some people just have that skin type. It definitely, you know, can get worse with sun.
It's like booze nose.
Alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
So they call it
picking
nose.
Trauma to
My
your skin.
Aunt has on her cheeks. Years and years of being a coach for outside sports. I have actually a couple like capillaries on my neck. Oh. I'll have to show them to you. I'm pretty sure that's what they are. My mom has the same thing on the back of her neck.
It could be from lifting, the pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
That's what it probably is.
You can also do, with that laser, it addresses veins in your legs.
I have a couple of those too.
Yeah.
That works
Looks
well.
Looks like I found my next treatment. Gotta address these veins.
I'll be your concierge, Brooke.
Yeah. Gotta address these veins.
Good to have older friends.
Why do you think I keep Gina around? She's preparing me for everything to come.
That's
and what's
going
to happen is we find all these things to keep her younger because we're never going to let her go.
Yeah. I'm probably going to be bronzed on your...
In that case, Gina, stick with me.
Okay. I was like,
she's going to be
begging me.
It's the trickle-down effect, man. I'll help each other out.
So we have the...
She keeps me up.
So for medical aesthetics. Okay. So I'm not a doctor. The things that I know about and we've talked about so far are treatments that I've done myself.
Right.
And other ones we can talk about that I'm aware of. You guys talked a little bit about the PDO threads last podcast.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know what they were called.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. They've been around for a while, probably about 15 years. And they were improved recently. And you're seeing a lot about them, information about them right now. And I have a couple clients who've done it. And I've actually done a couple consultations myself. I'm
Where
interested
have they done
in it.
It?
What parts of the body?
Yeah.
You can do face or body. So,
yeah, but where did they do it? Like, did you see
face.
Them after?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And it looked fine?
It looks, now if you're, you know, the doctor or RN will make sure you're a good candidate and your expectations are realistic.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's slight. That's why it is a non-surgical option.
Okay.
It does not, for people who are considering a facelift, it's not a facelift, but it is a lift of skin. So one of the most popular areas I would say would be along the jawline where skin gets a little lax. They basically insert a cannula around your cheekbone area, jawline. They insert a thread that anchors probably around your chin. They remove the cannula. Then you've got this thread in there that they actually pull up, get to the spot that you want to be, which is probably like a quarter inch. It's just slight. And then tie it off and it anchors. And so
wait, what's a cannula?
Is it like
cannula
is like a long
straw?
Rod.
Okay.
It's a very small diameter.
Tiny little.
Very teeny. And it has a hole inside where the thread is inside. And then it's anchored.
Yeah.
At, you know, the affected area. And it's real simple. The threads dissolve in about 6 months. You can get up to a year and a half, 2 years of results. And so for some people, that's what they want. They just want a little bit of improvement.
Yeah.
That's more extreme because you're actually puncturing the skin.
Yeah.
You know, I would entertain the thought of that.
I'm up for whatever, you know, makes you look better or makes you feel better. You know, I don't know. I have to be honest. That freaks me out a little bit. I think I said it on
YouTube
the last one. Yeah, yeah. I think it'll freak me out even more.
Yeah. I mean, that's not for everybody. For sure. There's some of the other things we've talked about, and we haven't talked about Botox and fillers, which some people would consider.
I mean, I guess this isn't much different than that.
It's a little more.
It sounds like
it's
more invasive.
Yeah. Because you're actually puncturing the skin.
Yeah.
But, you know, different people are comfortable with different levels of medical aesthetics and what you're willing to do.
Sure.
And, you know, those are just options. They're out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can always change my mind. Because my face starts sagging more. Why are you looking at me like that?
She's like, should I say it?
No, I'm just thinking.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, because like, you know, you could have it done.
Yeah.
And people could see you. Like, oh, wow, you look so good. Like,
right.
You look so great.
hopefully they wouldn't notice you just look good.
I just right? Fresh. Right. You just look good. Yeah. And it's like,
just be like, well, I just had my face tied off.
Well, you're like, well, like
I don't think I'd put it that way.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, and my point is like, no one knows what you did, right? Yeah. And doesn't bother them. You look great. You're healthy. The second they're like, oh, you got strings in there? They're like, ugh.
It's all fake.
Aging is natural. And it's like, wow, actually, not my fault that women sometimes don't age as gracefully as some men. And
well, there's it's a just different more accepted. Perception.
Yeah.
There's a different perception. You look at men and they still have like sagging skin and
gray
all
hair.
Gray hair. They have all these things, you know, like all the stuff that we get. It's just for some reason, it just makes them better looking. And if you think about it, like I would be so stoked if I was a dude right now with, you know, my sagging neck, I would just grow out a beard. I would just freaking grow. I mean, maybe I should just grow my hair out. I don't know.
Honestly, you have
probably
some,
take some testosterone.
You have some. You have like three hairs, so we'd have to really grow it out, and then I would have to braid it and then just lay it,
around.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Bring it just back another advantage men have over
I know
us.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like they do have these advantages where it's like, I mean, they are aging.
Point is like this. It's like, for instance, the first time on my social media that I was open, I wouldn't say honest because I'm always honest. It's
right.
Like, it was not like I was ever not honest.
Yeah.
So
it's not
I was
like you have to tell everybody
about like,
everything you do.
Oh,
every day.
I get Botox.
Right.
And everyone's like,
ugh. I know.
It's so funny because like on social media, it's all of these guys
that
are like making these comments and then all these women that are like, they want to know or they do the same thing. And it's like, you realize
probably
you're sitting here trying to tell me what to do to my face. And it's like, are you trying to fuck me? Because if you're trying to date me, are you trying to be married to me? Are we trying to have a relationship or do I not know you?
Right. Exactly.
And what makes you think I'm really even interested in your opinion?
No, exactly. And it's like, in social media, you just get used to it or whatever. I just don't read anything anymore. In fact, it's
probably
kind
best.
Of bad. Cause some
I read it and I get mad.
Cause sometimes,
I know.
Cause sometimes
I know.
People will like, my friends like leave a comment. Like, did you see my comment? And I'm like, I didn't. I've stopped reading those things.
I don't read it.
Well, a lot of men think Botox is plastic surgery. Well, I mean, my husband says, I don't want you getting that plastic surgery.
And you're like, wait
it's
a minute.
It's like getting your teeth cleaned, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I think that more people are doing it younger. And I think a lot of men are with women that have done it and don't even know it.
Like, yeah, that's they the definitely
thing.
Don't
know
it.
You know what
it.
I'm saying? So like, and I remember Nico was like so against me ever doing it because all my girlfriends had started doing it. I mean, I had one girlfriend that was like in her late 20s when she started doing it. And then, you know, all my girlfriends like in their 30s. You know, started doing it and I still hadn't done it. And I remember I was turning 40 and my friend Sarah was like, we're going to make you an appointment to get Botox. And I was like,
she's a good friend.
You know, and I go, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, this freaks me out. You know, you always see like those pictures of like that woman, like she's like
the
cat
lady.
Up
like that.
Yeah. Like they call her like the cat lady.
That's a lot more than Botox.
Right. But you
those
don't know that, but that's what people say. And they associate with that. Yeah. And so she's like, Gina, I've been doing this since I was like late 20s. And honestly, she has great skin.
She does.
I mean, it is, you know, she's over 40 now and she doesn't even need that much Botox, if that makes sense. It's like when you wait for your whole skin to start really going, you need a lot more. And so she really doesn't need that much. And so I think it was like 41 by the time I went and did it. And I was like sweating bullets. I was like, oh my God, like this is freaking me out. And I went in and I was like, oh, it was nothing. And I didn't tell Nico. And he literally like because it takes like a few days to kick in.
Yeah.
And like four days later or something, he just kept complimenting me on my skin. He kept saying, wow, you look great. Like your
rested.
Skin. Yeah, your skin looks great. And I just was dying because I was like, oh, I got the crazy plastic surgery and you didn't even know it. You know, that horrible Botox. And I finally told him, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, keep doing that.
They don't know. It's just being uninformed.
You look rested.
Yeah. No, he thought I'd had a facial. And I was like, nah. So.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can do whatever they want. But if you're going to be extreme, I mean, people are going to stare at you.
Yes. If it looks obvious. And starting to do some of
I
those
just said,
little.
You can't get upset if people like think you look extreme. Because if you do look extreme.
Yeah.
You did that and you're walking around and we're seeing it and we're probably going to talk about it.
Well, I think
you
extreme, did that. They want that attention.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think, I do think.
Like those lips we saw. To
say, yeah, we saw some lips, man.
They walked in the room first.
They did. And, you know, again, it's like, I could be doing more to my face, but it's important for me to remember that I am not, I'm just trying to age gracefully. I'm just trying to look good for my age. I'm not trying to look like I'm 20 or 30, you know, or even 35, maybe 40.
On a good day. You can totally pass.
You know
40.
What I mean? You know what I mean? But so you do have to be careful, because when you do start doing these things, you do start seeing every part of your face as like just on its own. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So like you look in the mirror and you go, oh my God, I have wrinkles under my eyes. Oh my God, I have those wrinkles under my eyes. You know, but at some point, like for me, they were going to do Botox like underneath the eye, which they do for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But for me, it makes me look weird. Like when I smile, I look weird. I already have a, like, not the best smile. So it's like, makes it even worse, you know? And like, I look weird. Well, so like for me,
it makes your, cause it paralyzes the area right under your eyes.
Right.
And then when you smile, your cheeks pops pop up and it looks like you have little apple cheeks.
Yeah. So for me, it was like, well, I'm just going to live. I'm going to live with those wrinkles, you know, like that's just part of who I am.
I think one of the funniest things I heard though is when we were down with Dr. K.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how you had done that under there, and you're like, but then I couldn't squint my eyes. And the sun was in my eyes. And then she goes, just why don't you wear any sunglasses?
That's what she said.
Why are you squinting?
And I'm like, well, I just didn't have my sunglasses on me. It did. I mean, I literally could not squint my eyes. It was like my eyes were just burning in the sun. Like they were just stuck open.
Or my favorite is when you had Botox for your lip wrinkles.
Oh, yeah. I went in one time because I started getting lip wrinkles, especially on my left side. And so one lady was like, oh, we'll just put like a little bit of Botox in there. And then I'd gone on vacation. And when it kicked in, I literally was sitting at breakfast eating my food. And my face, my lips wouldn't seal. And I had food dribbling out. And I was like, what is going on? Like I,
and then you looked in the mirror and your smile was flat on the upper lip.
I was like, what on earth? Yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, I think that what you're doing for your skin is perfect for you.
Thank you.
Because sunscreen, you have beautiful skin.
You're doing it for me, Sue. Thank you. It's all because of Sue. Well, you are the only person I've seen in a very long time, even though I hadn't seen you for a long time.
Right. But home care is super important. What you're doing at home, using your vitamin C, using your sunscreen, hyaluronic acid, which is like a drink of water for your skin to hydrate your skin. All those things, doing all those together at home. And then when you get treatments, it's like a check-in. Like, oh, are you still using your hyaluronic? Are you still reapplying your sunscreen?
Right.
You know, I do a higher strength peel than what you can get on the market where you're getting extractions. So, you know, facials and home care, I feel, are equally as important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I went about a year without doing any kind of facial. And man, it felt so good to get all that crap just scraped off. And man, those extractions feel great, don't they?
Yeah.
You have this like wonderful relaxing thing, and then all of a sudden it's like
my toes are like
all your But it's so awesome to get all that crap out of there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's good. Your skin, you can't shrink your pores. I don't care what anybody says. There's products out there that say that they shrink your pores. I don't think they do, but you can make your pores look smaller by having them cleaned out.
Yeah.
So I love exfoliation, scrubbing, microdermabrasion, you know, the scraping of the face, shaving. Even some of my clients, I suggest that they shave. Even, you know, clients with acne, it really helps because you're taking off that waxy oil off their skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about that on our last one, that I shaved my face. And then I was telling you and you were like, that's good.
Yeah.
You should shave your face.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
She shaves it because like I go in and you had it too.
Yeah.
Kind of scrapes all the dead skin and gets all like the fine hair and everything off. And we had talked about like doing that regularly will also help with like whatever I'm using at home care.
Yeah.
And like coming in for like products can actually get into your skin so much easier. And things you can do in between appointments for dermaplaning or whatever they call it is shaving your face.
Yeah. Who knew?
Just scraping off
doing it all this time.
Oils and some stuff. And
well,
hair.
That stuff.
And that beard that we're going to grow out.
I can't wait. I want to see that picture. Both of you. I think you're both going to have a beard on Instagram tomorrow. Asked about different things you can do as you get older with your skin.
Yeah.
And some of my ideas about, for me personally, I think actually less is better. So as you age, I think less makeup.
Mm-hmm. You know? I agree.
Less foundation, sheer foundation.
I can't even wear a lot now. Like me and Gina always talk about though too, like there's a fine line for me of it looking good and then me looking like I'm about to do like a drag show.
Right.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Depends on what you're doing.
When you get older.
Is it day to day or are you going to a photo shoot? Are you going to an event? Then yeah, sure. You're probably going to have more makeup on because you're going to be photographed.
Right.
But as far as how you look, I think just less eyeshadow. If any eyeshadow as you get older, just maybe like a primer on your eyelid, you know, just to counteract the redness that we get.
You know, redness and darkness.
Maybe a little contouring, like maybe a little bronzer versus a bright blush. Mm-hmm. You know, just
are you
just
looking
less.
At my bright blush right now?
I didn't notice you had it on there.
Just kidding.
I'm like, Gina doesn't wear eyeshadow.
I don't.
Maybe like the tiniest bit of like light.
Yeah.
Concealer.
If I go out, like when we go out at night, I'll wear like a really light eyeshadow.
Yep.
Like,
I'm not saying don't wear eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm
no,
just
no,
saying,
no,
yeah.
Yeah. This is like, oh, this is all the time though. Tinted. I use Color Science tinted sunscreen.
Yep,
that's a great product.
I use a nice light like water base. I think it's water base Tarte foundation that's mm-hmm. liquid, and I only do that a little bit, almost as like where you
concealer?
Would contour.
Oh, contour.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll do a concealer under my eyes, around like by the sides of my nose.
Oh, I'm all about the concealer. I can't. I mean, I
put my eyebrows. Put my eyebrows.
That's
on.
Another thing.
Yeah.
For you know, as you get older, you want to define your brows.
Yes,
because it looks good. It gives a nice balance to your face. You get a little bit of lift.
Yeah.
Your lashes, whether you tint them yourself, you
trying to grow
get
mine
a curl,
right now,
or you use a lash grow product.
Oh yeah, what did you give me?
Oh, the Grand Lash.
Grand Lash.
Yeah, it stimulates a follicle. So it doesn't create new follicles. You get longer, thicker lashes. It takes about 3 months to get the full effect of it.
Yeah,
but that works.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I just started, so they're not there. I haven't gotten there yet.
No, they look pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
My mom just turned 60.
Yeah.
And she not only looks great.
She does look great.
And her skin looks great. That woman has never done anything to her skin.
Which is crazy. I told you. I was
like I don't even think she's ever really even been like in a good regimen of like those skincare things. Like now she uses Athea, which now gives her like a really good nighttime treatment, moisturizer, cleanser, which is really great. But she now, I think because I probably told her to and because I do it, but she tints her eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And they look amazing. And she just got her lashes done and she was here. And Gina Starr, she was like, how are you getting younger every time I see you? And my mom's like, well, I just had my lashes done. So
I was like, I saw you from like 50 feet away. I definitely didn't see your lashes first. But no, she just looks amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. I mean, that's good genes.
I know. I look around, I'm like, all right. So if I play my cards right.
That's what I said.
Between you and dad.
Yeah.
Definitely genetic, what you get, the skin. Yeah. But then what you do with it beyond that, the products that you use, sunscreen again.
Right.
And then lifestyle choices.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol.
I know. I drink too much.
Not too much.
No,
you can really tell when somebody drinks too much.
Oh, really?
The puffiness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Salt intake. I don't salt my food ever. Just whatever's in my food. She's low sodium.
Salt. Well, we do salt our meat.
Salt our meat.
Well, it brings out the flavor for sure. But I mean, like some people pick up the salt shaker on food that's already really salty and just,
No,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying don't have sodium. Just saying put the salt shaker down.
Yeah. Like in a restaurant when it's already has tons of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything good is like fat, sodium.
Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Sleep,
sugar,
lots of sleep, which is not always easy.
Right. You've been getting more sleep lately, Gina.
Well, okay. Why?
we talked about this. You've been sleeping more. Like, you've been more tired.
I've been more tired. You're right.
I'm always tired, but I can't sleep.
I'm like, are you giving me shit because I don't get up early in the morning,
dude?
I'm the worst in the morning.
I've been riding my bike more,
uh-huh.
like a lot this last week. And this is so embarrassing, but I literally could not sleep last night. Because my butt and my hips and my crotch
hurt
were just
from your
hurting.
Oh, from your seat.
Yeah, like bruised.
Yeah.
That's I'm couldn't get comfortable.
I guess that salve would maybe not be a good choice right there.
No, it's just like menthol. Yeah. Too close to the crack. Don't want to get menthol too close to the crack.
I was like, wait, which salve are you talking about? You're talking about like that.
Well, we had talked about some pure crack. We had talked about some Pure Spectrum, and they have a really great one for like after working out.
Or oh, yeah, like a mentholatum. Yeah, sure. You definitely don't want to put that on your genitals. Well,
or your face.
No.
Okay. No. I went into my cabinet the other night looking for moisturizer. And I grabbed a jar of this Pure Spectrum joint relief, I think, and I put it on my face
because they have a face. They have like a body and face lotion one, but she grabbed the wrong jar.
And my face was hot. Like, why?
You're like, this is a lot thicker than last time.
Just hot.
Went
flashing.
In the bathroom. Like, no, I didn't. I did. So be careful. You know, large labels on certain products in your cabinet.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Funny.
But yeah, I definitely don't sleep as much as I should. I do try and.
I'm like yawning as we talk about it.
Yeah, I do try to.
I've just been trying to go to bed earlier.
I can go to bed early.
See, but
I don't stay asleep. And yeah. It used to be pain. Like it used to be stuff like that I thought was like my shoulders and stuff, but it was like my neck, my shoulders. And now I can sleep without pain, like where I was injured.
Yeah.
But I just kind of toss and turn, like I cannot get comfortable. So I've been told, I actually need to do a sleep study. I was told that I have sleep.
No, you know what you got to do? Okay.
I wake up and go back to bed all night.
That's what I do.
And I up and then I usually eat.
So you know what I've started? No, you know, and then I eat. So I was told that, you know, don't get up, don't like stimulate yourself or whatever. Just lay there. And then you're supposed to come up with a mantra.
Yeah.
And so then I've been trying to do that because the problem is my mind wanders all over the place. Right. So I start, you know, like most people, you're like worrying about like what you're doing the next day, what you've forgotten, whatever. And so like, I've like picked one and what was it for a while? I've changed it a couple times. It was like serenity. And I would just like in my mind just go serenity,
so dumb.
Serenity, so dumb, serenity, and or just sleep, sleep, sleep. And I was telling a friend that, and then one time, and she was like, she goes, like murder. And I go, what? And I was like, I would like wake up in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden I'd be like, sleep, is that a murder, murder? No, not murder, not murder.
Who was it that said
my
that?
My friend Crystal. It was a while ago.
Maggie,
that's hard to shake.
Yeah, murder. No,
I have a. When I can't sleep, I turn on my Headspace.
Headspace.
It's a meditation app, and they have Maggie. Stop, dude. Sorry, my child. They have some like sleep ones. And so the one that I did for a long time, and now the apps become more popular. So there's too many to choose from, but I'll turn it on and I'll turn the volume up to a certain point. And this guy talks to you, and he basically, the one that I did for a long time is he sort of starts by telling you how to get comfortable. Like you probably laying down. So, you know, try and lay on your back and then you breathe a little bit. And then what he starts it out as is he has you almost turn off your body. Mm-hmm. Like first, like feel, be aware of your body, like what feels good, what feels like, what's uncomfortable, what maybe there's pressure somewhere, but like don't try and fix it, but just like you're like scanning your body. And then he has you sort of like start from the top of your body, moving down, mm-hmm. like turning things off. So sort of like shutting them off and relaxing. And then from there, just really briefly, you kind of go through your day, like from when you woke up to when you got in bed. And you just kind of think about and like, briefly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I almost can't even tell you what he has you do after that because I'm always asleep.
Oh, that's good.
And it's so funny because I'll like be trying to go through my day. And you know how sometimes, at least for me, like I'll be reading a book and I'm like, fuck. I keep like reading the same line over and over again.
Yeah.
It's almost like I can't move on because I keep reading the same thing. That'll happen to me when I'm trying to go through my day. I'll like get stuck at one part in my day and I'm like, okay, I gotta start over.
I don't think that's what it's meant to do.
But yeah, and I go to sleep.
So he doesn't say murder at any point.
He might.
Yeah. I just screwed up your sleep more. Yeah. Now you both are gonna be thinking about it.
But Headspace, I've done that where I'm not sleeping and I'll just turn it on in the middle of the night too. If I'm thinking about too much stuff. Because at least now I might be hearing him. But it's like keeping my thoughts focused on like.
Well, sometimes if you have insomnia, you might be thinking about things that are upsetting mm-hmm. or whatever. And so if you switch that to something like he suggested or meditation, just takes you away from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Serenity.
Serenity.
Can we just record me saying that and you can turn it on at night? Serenity.
Just don't sneak a murder in there.
Serenity.
Murder.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry, Sue. We got off topic again.
I know.
So,
okay.
No. So sleep. So we got the main things. Yeah. We got sleep.
With what sunscreen. With what we've talked about, are there some things we haven't talked about that you think are
important?
Our listeners need to know. And then also I would love for you to give them a little info about your skincare company.
Okay.
And where they can find stuff.
Okay. Well, we have talked about most of the products I think that are important to use, whether it's my brand or another brand. You want to be using vitamin C, you want to be using vitamin A, which I brought both of you
some of my vitamin A today.
It's an alternative to Retin-A. Mm-hmm. And it's non-toxic. It is something that you could use as an alternative in the summer because your skin won't be photosensitive.
Okay.
So vitamin C, vitamin A, hyaluronic acid, which is like a drink of water for your skin. Exfoliation. We have talked about that, whether it's microdermabrasion, you know, shaving,
right.
Alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic, scrubs. I exfoliate a lot. You just can't do everything in one day. Mm-hmm. So a balance of that, moisturizer, the right moisturizer for you. Cleanse AM and PM. I mean, really it's kind of basic, but there are several different things that you really should be doing, you know, every day.
Right.
And that kind of, you know,
make sure you wash your makeup.
Yeah.
Off. I mean, I think a lot of people sleep in their makeup, believe it or not.
I think they do. They don't usually tell me they do.
For a friend.
How bad is it to sleep in your makeup?
I usually wash my face at night. I've got a little tip.
Uh-huh. Sue's tips and tricks.
Okay.
For people who find themselves in bed and you don't want to get up and wash your face.
Okay.
So I gave Brooke some wipes the other day to put in her gym bag. So let's say you do a heavy workout. You're not going to be home for a while to wash your face. You just take the wipes. You wipe your face. And you put sunscreen on. I gave you some of my sunscreen.
Yeah.
So maybe for your nightstand kit would be some wipes, which I have some, and a moisturizer.
Smart.
So it's right there.
Yeah.
You don't have to get out of bed.
I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah. I definitely usually wash my face.
I
for sure always like wipe my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There's been times when I've fallen asleep on the couch with my makeup on.
Well, then you get up and go to bed and if you just splash your face and wipe it.
No.
Have you ever woken up and thought like, damn, I still look good, and then worn that makeup the next day?
Never.
No, because it's usually like smeared all over. Like, it's like the walk of shame. You know, like a fake eyelash just like stuck to my cheek or something. Oof. Yeah, I know. Okay, so that's a great tip.
Yeah, like
I'm definitely
one.
Doing that. Got some more?
Well, I think we've talked about... We've covered what to use as far as skincare. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about some treatments that you can do really with you know, older skin, 20s, 30s, 40s skin.
So where can people get your stuff?
Yeah. Well, okay, so at my spa, mm-hmm. Simply Skin Aesthetics in Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. I also have an e-commerce site, and that is SusanBellSkincare.com. I always offer complimentary consultations, whether it's by phone or in person in my spa. So I'm very accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've used them, and I've used them especially, and they're really, really, really good. Good stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel they're great. Again, they're everything that's plant-based is organic. There's no toxic chemicals, but it is anti-aging. So, you know, what's anti-aging? So aging is usually perceived as hyperpigmentation, brown spots, and I do have a natural approach to that versus hydroquinone, which is a drug that is toxic.
Right.
So I have an alternative to lightening hyperpigmentation. I have eye creams, which have peptides in it. Peptides are essentially amino acids that trick your skin into producing collagen and elastin. So several of my products have peptides in them.
Okay. I need that. I don't think I do anything for my under eye.
I should have bought you eye cream.
Yeah, why didn't you?
I know.
I'm just kidding. I'll just come by and grab it. But yeah. Well, good stuff. I think we were pretty much well informed with skin at this point.
I mean, you were already aging really well.
Well, thank you. Now,
since we've been more educated, you're really going to look good.
It's just going to start going backwards.
Soon, I'm pretty sure. When my mom sees you next, she's going to say, Gina, why do you keep looking younger every time I see you?
It's my beard.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's different?
It can't be the beard.
It's the beard.
Oh no, it's definitely the beard.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Sue, for coming and chatting with us. Learn a ton. It was very entertaining and.
Yeah, it was fun.
I can't wait to try some new things. We'll get you some ice. Get you and I actually some I need some
eye serum.
Yeah.
Serum.
And I have already made my next two appointments. Have you made any appointments?
I did.
I think we had.
I did. I have. Yeah. I'm getting way better at once a month.
Yeah. I'm getting way better at like just scheduling it out. It can be hard because I'm gone all the time.
I know that's true. But how long have I been telling you to do that?
So long.
I know.
That's also why I was going, you know, like one time a year to get a facial.
I
would always forget. And now I'm coming in all the time. That's when my skin looks a lot better.
Well, that's a good point for getting facials is you have somebody to check in with and to check you, make sure you're doing everything. And, and new things come up too. New products, new
treatments. Slap them around. Tell them what they are, what they're not supposed to be doing.
I don't think anybody's going to slap them around.
All right, Gina, cut the beard. We're going to try a new product instead. All right. Well, thank you for having us, Sue.
Thank you. Come to your house anytime.
All right, guys, remember to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.